It's 9:10 on the Morning Line News Talk, 105.9 WLNI. Mary and Brian with you. Mike Mayo in to talk movies tomorrow, as The Help remains at number one. Now, joining us here from Evergreen Basement Systems, website evergreenbasement.com, is Joe Caruso. Joe, welcome back.
Thanks for having me again.
Now, I guess before we jump into this, just tell us a little about Evergreen Basement Systems, what you guys do.
At Evergreen Basement Systems, we concentrate on all things that can happen in a basement. Basement waterproofing, foundation repair, crawl space repair, and radon mitigation. We will be launching a basement finishing division here in just a couple months.
Now, would it be unfair for me to think that in your line of work, you might have been happier with a much nastier hurricane or a much stronger earthquake recently?
We don't want to prey on people's misfortune, but Irene and a lot of rain really would have it would have made things busy around the office. The more rain you get, the more
sure.
People leak, the more people need our help.
All right, well, let's start with the earthquakes. Now, fortunately, I think for most people, the earthquake, it was not a huge thing here. I mean, I know if you're up in mineral, older houses, that took some very, very serious damage. But if you are, say, you're going to check out your basement, what are the kind of things you want to look for, or have you maybe want to call in a professional after the earthquake?
For a foundation wall, the first thing you want to look for is if you can see your foundation walls, obviously, are there any cracks? Now, that being said, a lot of foundation walls, even without an earthquake, will have cracks in them. If the crack has a little separation to it and water can leak into it, obviously you want to call in a professional. If you can run your hand over it and one side is pushed in versus another side of the crack, definitely time to call in a professional at that point.
What about if like a bowed wall or something like that?
Well, definitely any type of bowed wall. If the wall is pushing in, if the crack is opened up and getting bigger, I've seen some where you can stick almost half your finger into. It can get pretty alarming, but we've seen it all. So you would just give us a call, and we'd be able to give you the best solution possible.
So you show up and you see the serious crack. What do you do with that?
There's a number of things you can do. We have many solutions. There's straps, there's braces, anchors, different types of things that you can put on a foundation wall to make sure it doesn't bow or crack or settle anymore.
And what's a worst case scenario if it were to continue to, you know, if the crack is going to continue to widen? I mean, what's the worst case?
If your wall is actually bowed and pushing in, mm-hmm. The worst case is your wall could collapse. Mm-hmm. You see that, it's very rare that happens. But if left untreated, you know, why take the chance? You're talking about your foundation wall in your house.
Do you have people who will say after an event like we had last week or after a storm, and they'll say, you know, there's a crack here, and I'm just not sure if it was there before or not, and they're not sure. I mean,
a lot of people will do that.
Yeah.
That happened quite a bit after we had the pipeline explosion in Appomattox.
Appomattox.
A lot of people said, I thought I had a little crack there. Now after the explosion, I went down to check my foundation wall and saw that the crack is there or might even be bigger now. So it's a good time to check out everything to make sure everything's the way it should be.
Have you ever had a case where there's no, I mean, I guess the only way people are going to call you in is if they see some kind of a warning sign, right? Is there a possibility that there could be some damage going on and there's no warning sign?
Usually there are warning signs, even
yeah.
If, say, your foundation wall, you have a finished basement and you have paneling or drywall up in front of your foundation wall, so you can't see if it's cracked or settled or anything. There'll be some telltale signs otherwise. Yeah, upstairs, you'll have a hard time opening and closing doors, windows. You'll see cracks in drywall and things like that. So there are other signs, actually, other than just looking at a foundation wall.
And straps and braces and anchors and some of the remedies that you mentioned, how expensive is all of this? Is it affordable?
Yes, it is affordable. Mm-hmm. When you look at it in terms of the health of your house, very affordable. It depends how many you need. A lot of times one wall needs to be addressed. In extreme cases, every wall in the foundation needs to be addressed. So if you call us, we would get someone out there, and on the spot, they would be able to give you an exact estimate on what.
Does insurance cover that kind of thing?
Typically not, unfortunately. Okay. Typically not. Insurance typically doesn't cover water damage from groundwater or acts of God.
And talk about that, we were talking about damage in the foundation from an earthquake. How about for hurricanes when, you know, folks are really concerned that there's some water or the damage that the water has done if their basement's flooded?
There's a number of things that can happen after a hurricane when all that dirt right outside your foundation walls is soaked and water has built up. First and foremost, it can cause a leak. The pressure can also cause a crack. And anyone who's ever had a basement that leaks, and I'm one of them, it's definitely no fun after an earthquake standing down there with a shop vac for hours upon hours pumping water out. It also, all that moisture, and once that water evaporates, causing high humidity and moisture, can also lead to mold and mildew and things like that. So it takes away of space that could be usable, and it could be usable living space. It can be a kid's playroom, a home gym, a man cave, if you'd like. it takes that away because you're having water come in there and it's ruining. You can't keep anything down there because it'll get ruined.
We've had the example of one of our friends, Sherry Brady. I hope she won't mind my saying. She kept saying, she would walk into one room and she said, there's an odd smell here. And her husband and her family told her she was imagining things, but she said, nope, there is something going on. And lo and behold, she got somebody out there, and it was, and he had to crawl way back into the crawl space, and there was a bunch of standing water. Mm-hmm. And she was the only one who picked up on it. But of course, the problem, I guess, would have gotten worse had they just let it go. And so have you ever had anybody like that? You say, I can't see any, there's no visible signs of damage, but I can just tell something smells wrong, something's wrong. Have you ever had that?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And that's a question I ask. Have you noticed any funny smells? And people say, yeah, during the summertime or something like that, in the spring.
Yeah, my son took off his shoes.
Well, maybe they're not quite sure. Like, Sherry was almost convinced that it was her imagination because nobody else smelled it, but...
Typically, you see that more in a crawl space.
Right.
People don't like going into crawl spaces for good reason. We've seen it all down there. Broken septic lines dumping in a crawl space. Or
dead
animals. Yes, have seen animals down there. Most of the time, that smell is what we ask, what do you think that is? And typically, it's mold and mildew.
When we come back, let's talk about how to properly finish a basement and do it right so the problem doesn't persist.
Sounds great.
All right, we're talking to Joe Caruso, Evergreen Basement Systems, and the website is evergreenbasement.com. It's 9:18. We'll be right back.
On the Morning Line News Talk, 105.9 WLNI. Mary and Brian with you. Joe Caruso from Evergreen Basement Systems in for Ask the Expert. Website, evergreenbasement.com. You can call them at 800-713-0224. And one other problem you can get, I mean, most any time, but I guess an earthquake could exacerbate it, is a problem of radon. And this is the colorless, odorless, carcinogenic gas that you can get in your basement. Is that right?
Yes. It was just last week was forwarded an article about that from our president at National Radon Defense. As Earth shifts and release gases into the atmosphere, one of those gases is obviously radon. So always a good time to test and make sure that your home is safe. But even after an earthquake, if that's something that triggers somebody to do it, the more knowledge they have, the better off they'll be.
And you've got these simple kits. And these people, I mean, you can send these people, they can do this self-test and then call you if they need you to come out?
Yes, it's a very simple test. It's a little package of charcoal, no bigger than a Ziploc bag. You set it in place. It comes with directions for 48 hours. Then you mail it off to the lab in the envelope, and they send you your results in about 7 to 10 days, typically.
And now one other thing I didn't realize, I was looking at your website. If you have if your basement, say, one that floods, is below the water table, you guys also will put in sump pumps for people?
Yes, we install many, many sump pumps. We actually, many of the patents we have our parts in our sump pumps. We have some state-of-the-art pumps that are very, very good. It's not your typical hole in the ground with a pump in there. We have airtight lids. We make sure they have alarms on them to indicate whether the pump's pumping or not, so you can do something about it. Our pumps have floor drains in them. They're pretty high tech as far as sump pumps go.
Is that the only way to take care of a basement that constantly floods?
No, there's many ways to take care of it. Some people like to dig up around the outside of a foundation. Typically, most homes that are built have an outside drain tile system in place. That fails and their basement leaks, and then they call us. Digging around the outside is doing what was done at the beginning when the home was constructed. So that typically isn't the best answer. It's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. You're thinking about an 8-foot hole in the ground, 8 feet away from your foundation, where you're losing porches and patios and everything like that. So it's going to be a really labor-intensive, very expensive process.
Now, tell us, one of the things you all do is you properly finish a basement once and do it right so it's done.
Yes.
How do you do that?
The materials we use. We take very good care. Basements, even if they're waterproofed, can be very damp. You have wet soil right outside the foundation wall. So a couple products you want to avoid are products with organic materials, drywall with paper on the back of it. You add moisture to paper and drywall, you will get mold, you will get rot. Fiberglass insulation. The bats of fiberglass insulation, basically the pink rolls that you typically see, they carry a certain R value. What people don't realize, as soon as they get wet, R value is gone. They also have organic materials, glues and resins, to hold the fiberglass together. So when that gets wet and you add humidity to that, once again, you have mold, mildew. So the products that we would use don't have any organic materials. We can warranty them for a very long time. We use cement board type panels. Different vapor barriers. We have many different solutions. Even when it comes to flooring, we have flooring that is either tiles or reminiscent of hardwood that don't have any organic materials in them. So even if you have that concrete floor that sweats in the summertime, moisture won't get trapped under an organic material and mold and mildew.
Have you ever had people say, my basement is just a disaster area. It's just wet and you can smell the mold and see the mold. I mean, and then you come in and fix it. I mean, is there
all the time?
Okay, good.
All the time.
Yeah.
We have all those success stories. We have books filled with referrals where people say, I can't believe, I thought I'd never be able to use my basement, and now it's one of my favorite places to go.
What's the worst conditions you've ever seen in somebody's basement?
I've been in some where you're ankle deep in water the whole way through, where you check an outlet and the metal box at the outlet and just crumbles in your hand. I've been in some of those. Had a great story from one of an employee of ours, older couple, I believe it was in Amherst, had been married 45, 50 years, very top of the steps leading down to the basement. The wife had a pair of rubber boots that came up to her knee. Anytime she went down to wash clothes or the washer and dryer were in the basement, she was stepping in water and a lot of water. Go out there and give the estimate. And the older husband, who's an old farmer, and just says, we've lived with this for 45 or 50 years. We're just going to go ahead and we're not going to worry about it right now. And his wife looked across the table from him and said, if you don't fix it right now, I'm leaving you.
That's sure. Like of a bad basement.
That's a bad basement. Not anymore, though, because he caved right there on the spot and said, okay, we'll go ahead and get it fixed.
So remind us again, what people need to be looking for and when they need to give you a call.
Before, obviously, if you have any water, any cracks that you might see in an unfinished part of the basement, if you're over a crawl space and your floors are bouncy or sagging in certain places, we have solutions for that as well. Doors having a hard time opening and closing, windows, or if you would just like to turn your basement into a dry, usable space that you can enjoy, much more cost-effective finishing your basement than it is building an addition.
Joe Caruso with Evergreen Basement Systems. The website is evergreenbasement.com. And what's the best phone number? And if people want one of the radon test kits?
1-800-713-0224.
Okay. Again, that's 1-800-713-0224. And your website, evergreenbasement.com. Joe, thanks so much.
Thank you guys for having me again.
9:30 on the Morning Line. And we'll be right back.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Lee.